Hey, imagine if all your frustrations about advertising your business could be solved right now. You should know that podcast listeners are more engaged and higher converting than any other advertising medium. So try AdHub today and reap the rewards of Spreaker's self-advertising platform. It makes it as effortless as ever to be heard by thousands, regardless of the listening app they use. Visit Spreaker.com/AdHub. That's Spreaker.com/AdHub. And start using your advertising dollars in an impactful way.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have two ladies that are from the New Atlanta podcast. The podcast showcases the city of Atlanta in areas such as arts, culture, sports, and entertainment. Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock. On the program, we discuss the current happenings with the Atlanta Hawks, the celebrity presence at Hawks games, and so much more. Bonnie and Millie are coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Get started for free on IBM Cloud. With an IBM Cloud account, get access to more than 40 always free products with no time limit, so you can experiment with some of our most popular offerings for as long as you'd like. Explore our free tier and create your free account today at ibm.biz/cloudfree.
At Napa, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At Napa, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
Napa know-how.
Why get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.99? Great question. Do you like getting $10 prepaid gift cards? Do you enjoy your car working? Do you love being called a genius? Who doesn't? Pick up Mobil 1 for $27.99 and get a $10 gift card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/21.
Hey, imagine if all your frustrations about advertising your business could be solved right now. You should know that podcast listeners are more engaged and higher converting than any other advertising medium. So try AdHub today and reap the rewards of Spreaker's self-advertising platform. It makes it as effortless as ever to be heard by thousands, regardless of the listening app they use. Visit Spreaker.com/AdHub. That's Spreaker.com/AdHub. And start using your advertising dollars in an impactful way.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids, meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles, plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Competition never waits. Take your gear on the go with a custom pack built to protect it, because any place can be an arena. Game on. The Tumi Esports Capsule. Available on Tumi.com and select Tumi stores.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Bogey. I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids, meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles, plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It keeps a At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids, Mill.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Live.
This is your new home speaking. I know you haven't moved in yet, but I need some favors. Could you dust the blinds? The dust makes me feel dusty. Also, we could save a lot of money if you bundled your home and car insurance with Geico. It's super easy to do online or over the phone. Last favor, when you move in, could you stick to one aesthetic? The last owner had a weird mix of floral wallpaper and nautical tchotchkes, and I can't have another identity crisis.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
Why get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.99? Great question. Do you like getting $10 prepaid gift cards? Do you enjoy your car working? Do you love being called a genius? Who doesn't? Pick up Mobil 1 for $27.99 and get a $10 gift card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/21.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I had a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Fifth floor to Trey Young. Hachimura has him in a switch. Step back, top of the key for two.
Well, when you switch a big guy on Trey...
Hold on, Tony Snell.
What, again, Trey here goes into the bag of tricks.
He's this guy, is not afraid to mix it up. Trey, nice pass, and he finds Capella for the jam.
And then he gets under the defense, get almost under the basket.
Westbrook, a 31% three-point shooter this year. Trey for three, got it.
It doesn't have the same bounce he had in game one.
Oh, my. Perfect lob to Capella. This is just a thing of beauty. Look at the timing, the placement, and the finish. Tim Duncan, bank hook shot. Old Duke Duke. Inside.
Now joins us from courtside, Trey Young with 33 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. All right, Trey, down 13 in that fourth quarter. What was the key to the turnaround and the comeback win?
Just not to give up. We were fighting all game. Shots weren't going our way. Russ was playing crazy out of his mind. And, I mean, we needed to keep fighting and keep believing, and that's what we did.
All right. right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN and Bally Sports Southeast. And you heard Atlanta Hawks guard Trae Young say they didn't give up. And they didn't give up as they had a successful victory over the Washington Wizards to clinch a playoff spot. And I have two ladies on the program that are huge sports fans, particularly Atlanta sports, to talk about this resurgence of the Atlanta Hawks this year and them getting into the playoffs. We want to welcome the host of the New Lanta podcast, Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program, ladies. So let's start off with the Atlanta Hawks. Man, they have not been into the playoffs in 5 years. Trae Young is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. And I don't know who would want to start off first. Bonnie, I'll let you go first. Trae Young is only entering his second year in the league. But I want to ask you, when you found out Trae Young was being drafted by the Hawks, what was your reaction?
You know, I have to say that this is probably the best question for Millie because she does love Trae Young. But,
okay.
I mean, when I first heard Trae Young was getting drafted, I was pretty excited. I thought it would be a great new phase for Atlanta, especially since, you know, we just haven't been making a lot of noise. And Trae Young is entertaining, and that's what Atlanta stands for. And he's just going to be a great addition to the Hawks.
Awesome. Okay, well, Millie, the same questions for you. What were your thoughts when you heard the Hawks were going to be drafting Trae Young?
Well, I thought it was going to be a really great move for Atlanta to activate their offense as far as just, you know, having a really good scorer on the court. You know, when Trae was in Oklahoma, he was really known for his shooting ability. So bringing him to the Hawks seems like the best way to kind of restart the program and get them kind of back on track. I thought it was definitely a good move for the Hawks to bring, like, some energy to the team.
Well, you know, ladies, with Trae Young joining the roster, the Hawks have really done a big turnaround in such a short amount of time. This is only, again, as I said earlier, it's only his second year in the league, and, man, he has really made strides. I'm looking at some of the statistics right here. In the month of March, the Hawks went 9-4. In the month of April, they went 11-6. And so far in the month of May, as this program is airing, they've gone 4-1. And Trae Young has really been a key component in the roster, well, on this team, I should say, but also Clint Capella. Clint Capella has been an awesome addition to the Hawks. He's currently the league leader in rebounds. Millie, I'm going to start with you. Well, can you just kind of give me your thoughts on Clint's play this season?
Wow, I really think that Clint has helped round out the big men on the court. He really provides a lot of assistance on the board and is a force to be reckoned with in the paint. You know, last night, I think he had 17 points, but he was definitely – him and John Clint combined for 17 rebounds, so he's not to be played with down there. I really think it was a really good addition. Even though we had to wait on him a little bit, the wait was definitely worth it.
Indeed, it's definitely worth it. And you mentioned, Millie, that Clint Capella is such an awesome presence in the paint. Again, he's currently, the league's leading rebounder throughout much of this regular season. Bonnie, I'll ask you the same question. Just give me your thoughts on Clint Capella and his play this season.
I mean, one thing I really love about Clint Capella is the fact that he will step up. You can trust him in the paint to protect anybody that decides to attack the basket. And I would have to say that he's probably going to get Defensive Player of the Year, you know, if we see the Hawks continue to go through the playoffs. I love a big man that, one, is not scared to step up and really try to block a shot. He's collected a triple-double with 10 blocks in one night. So I think that he is definitely, like Millie said, a force to be reckoned with. And you don't want to play when you come into the paint to face Clint Capella.
Rightfully so, man. It's really special when you have to play in the front court, especially in the paint. And like you ladies put so eloquently, you know, you can't play around. And definitely Clint has really made his presence felt this season. You know, Millie, you mentioned about John Collins. John Collins, I think, has been an underrated player for the Hawks for quite some time. Just kind of give me your thoughts on John and what he brings to the table as far as, like, tangibles and his skill sets.
Well, John's size is really kind of, like, ambiguous. He's
very tall, you know, strong in the paint, but he can also step out to the three-point line and give you some really clutch threes that you need to reactivate the offense, especially as we saw last night. You know, he played his role as a big man, but was also out there taking threes to reactivate the offense when they were going on that scoring drought. So I think him growing as a player, you know, we saw him miss a lot of games last season, and a lot of people felt like, you know, had John been able to play, the Hawks would have been in a different position, because him and Trey do have a connection. With John Collins now having Bogan, Bogdanovich, and Clint Capella to assist him down in the paint, I think it really, like, frees him up to see his real potential and his real skill set level, which is being, you know, active on the board and then also popping out for the three-point shot.
All right, Bonnie, same question. Your thoughts on John Collins?
I mean, I just have to reiterate everything that Millie said. I mean, I thought it's great to see that John Collins is kind of coming into his own. We're seeing him shoot more. And because of the help down low, it's like he doesn't feel as much pressure. And we love to see the chemistry that him and Trey do have on the court. It does make, one, just great basketball, and two, it's almost unstoppable. They just keep going. So I just have to kind of reiterate everything Millie said. I mean, I love to watch John Collins as a player just grow. I hate that we did have to miss him last season, and I definitely feel like we would have been in a different position. But here we are now, and John Collins is healthy, and we've got a lot of healthy players coming back. So I like to see it.
Awesome. Now, Millie, you mentioned about Bogdan Bogdanovich, and this question is presented to both of you ladies and whoever wants to answer first. Bogdan Bogdanovich has been a huge contributor for this team this year, but also Danilo Gallinari has played pretty well this year with his three-point shooting. Just whoever wants to answer first, just kind of give me your thoughts on Bogdan and Danilo.
I personally love Danilo. I think that he's a great sixth man. He went from averaging 11 points to 16 points, so you're definitely seeing him step up and do great on offense and become a good addition to just the Hawks in general.
I'll speak on Bogdan. I really think, again, the strength of the Atlanta Hawks backcourt is really, really good. I mean, you really couldn't wish for more active big men such as Bogdan. You know, the fact that he is as tall as he is and able to, you know, step out on the three and take those shots, like last night we saw him do it again. Like, it just is really great to see these players who, you know, don't put as much pressure on Trey to have, like, really, really high point average nights, but he's still able to do that because he can dish it to them and count on them to make crucial shots. But,
okay,
yeah, Bogdan has had, like, over 40% games, like, from field goals, so it's really just awesome to see that.
Oh, yeah, it is awesome to hear. And he's had a fine season this year doing what he does best at playing the guard position at 6'6". I want to talk now, ladies, about the head coach of the Hawks, Nate McMillan. And I don't know if you ladies remember, but I remember very well when Nate McMillan was playing for the Seattle Supersonics, or later the Seattle Sonics. And Nate McMillan was one of the premier defensive players in the NBA, and now he's the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. And again, the Hawks are now in the playoffs, but I want to ask, I'm going to start off with you, Bonnie. What do you think Coach McMillan has brought to this Hawks team?
I think that, you know, and I love Lloyd Pierce. I think that he was a great coach, so nothing's taken away from him, but I think that the way that McMillan communicates with the athletes and just maybe the connection that he makes with them is kind of what has really brought them to where they are now. Like under his coaching, they have gone 25-11, and that just kind of showcases like the his style might just fit them better. He is defensive heavy, which I think as well Lloyd was as well, but maybe just Cation, we're starting to see in the fourth quarter that the Hawks used to be a very bad fourth quarter team. I think they were like ranked last, but now we're starting to see that they can perform under pressure. They are bringing the points up in the fourth quarter. We saw that last night. I think they were down by 10 and they were able to come back and win the game. So I think that I hope to see McMillan continue to coach. If not, somebody along the same lines, but I think he's doing a great job, and I think I'm excited to see what he's going to do in the playoffs and just step it up with our team.
Okay, and Millie, what give me your thoughts on Coach McMillan with the Hawks?
Yeah, I like how he's able to put the pieces on the floor together. Even when he does put in bench players, I think he has a way of putting in the right players at the right time to give your premier players some breathing room, as well as giving those bench players the chance to really elevate their game. And, you know, being able to rely on your players. I think he just is able to connect the dots just a little bit better than Lloyd Pierce. You know, I think especially when you see the substitutions coming out, like he just has a better feel of who's going to gel well together on the court.
All right. And, you know, Bonnie and Millie, Lou Williams had some great seasons before in his first stint with the Atlanta Hawks. And then, of course, he played with the Los Angeles Clippers. Then he had time with the Philadelphia 76ers and then playing with Toronto and the L.A. Lakers and in Houston. But he was, when the trade deadline came up, he was traded back to the Atlanta Hawks in a deal to send Rajon Rondo to the Clippers. Now, I know Lou was very upset about that in the beginning because he wanted to stay in L.A., but sometimes in life we don't always get what we want, and certainly that's the same sentiment in business and in professional sports. So Lou is back with the Atlanta Hawks, and Rajon Rondo is with the Clippers. This is like a two-part question, so whoever wants to go first, you know, you have the option as well. Lou Williams, what has been the big question number one? What has been the biggest difference between Lou Williams and Rajon Rondo? And then question number two is, where does Lou fit in the current situation with the Hawks?
I have to say the difference is that since we've gotten Lou Williams, they haven't lost a game. So, I mean, I love Rajon Rondo. I'm a big fan of Rondo, but I don't think that he fits the pieces that we needed here in Atlanta, and that's why we had to trade him. I think Lou does a very good job of just giving Trey a break and him being able to go in and do his own thing. But what was the second part to your question?
The second part of the question is, what does Lou bring to the table as a member of the Hawks?
I mean, other than just his offensive game, I mean, he does a good job at coming off the bench and just still bringing the same momentum, bringing the same energy. It's not like it dies when Trey gets off the court. It's like it's still there when Lou comes in.
All right, fair enough. And Millie, you know, you can piggyback on what Bonnie was saying.
Yeah, I think the best part about Lou Williams is, yes, his ability to be that perfect six man, but also the fact that I think he sees the floor really well. Last night he had 5 assists, even though he had limited minutes. You know, in 13 minutes you have 5 assists, so you're creating options for other players. He's a very unselfish guard, which is, you know, kind of rare to see in the game today. So it's really nice to see that, especially for the Hawks, because it does keep the flow of the game going. And then on top of that, you know, he does also provide some points. So he's not just, you know, passing the ball around. He's, you know, assisting, making those plays on the glass, getting those rebounds, being aggressive in the paint, and then also attacking the glass and giving points to the game. So he really just keeps the game going so that if the team needs a chance to, like, be like, okay, let's refocus, like we saw last night against the Wizards, there was a dogfight, tooth and nail. So he gives the coach, I feel like he gives coaches a good amount of time to restructure while also being able to be trusted on the court to make important plays.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough, and thank you so much, ladies, for explaining that with Lou Williams and the differences between him and Rajon Rondo. You know, we talk about the Hawks and you know, not just the Hawks being present in Atlanta, but just really – yeah, the Hawks, the Falcons, and the Braves, and the Atlanta United, and Atlanta, a really sports-heavy town. I want to ask specifically about the fan base with the Atlanta Hawks, like pre-COVID. Were fans really supporting the Hawks?
Yes, I would say so. I would say so. It's, you know, in Atlanta, supporting the game is really hard because just like when you see the team on the court failing in the fourth quarter, you kind of see the crowd doing the same thing when that happens. But I really think that, you know, Atlanta will always come out and support, but once they see you losing, they kind of have to, you know, hide their faces and turn away. But I think there's always been support for Atlanta sports teams. It's just, I think, hard to watch our teams go through so much loss consistently.
Mm-hmm. All right, Millie, the question's yours.
Oh, that was me. That was me.
I'm so sorry. Well, no problem. Well, Bonnie, Bonnie, the floor is yours.
Yeah. I think I have to agree with Millie. I think we do support all of our teams. I want to say more so we become particularly athletes, or like certain athletes become our favorites more so, and we just enjoy them. I know, you know, Trey is always people's favorite, you know, Julio Jones at one point. Like, you pick people that you just really love and you want to just support them, because it is hard to continuously see us lose. I think Atlanta United did help us a lot. You saw a lot of camaraderie come together. If you've ever been to an Atlanta United game, it's just absolutely fun. You're standing the whole time. Everybody's cheering. And it was nice to get a win from them because it just showed, like, okay, Atlanta's not cursed. Like, we can do it. But
right.
I think at some point you do kind of just be like, okay, well, these are my favorite. This is my favorite person on this team. This is my favorite person on this team, and I go and support that. And now that we're seeing the Hawks go into the playoffs, you know, I think that you'll see more fan support. You'll see more Hawks jerseys. And that's the exciting part about Atlanta, is that we have all the teams and that you can support all the teams and you can wear all the jerseys and you can attend every single game, every single season.
Yeah, everything's so close together.
Right, right. And everything is so close together. And I want to stay just with Atlanta Hawks fans for a moment. We know Atlanta for a while, for, you know, over three decades, has been a city where people move there to start new lives. But there's also been a culture of black celebrities. I want to know how, Bonnie, I'll start with you. What do celebrities in Atlanta go to the Hawks games?
Oh, absolutely. I think that there's also a notion that everybody in Atlanta is a celebrity, but, you know, it's always nice to go to an Atlanta game. You'll see celebrities always sitting, not even just will be in the stands, and they're always very nice. I think it's like when you go out in Atlanta, you feel like a celebrity and you're also meeting other celebrities. So it's nothing new to see a Cardi or a Mulatto sitting on the side, and they enjoy watching the Hawks. The Hawks are entertaining. Trey does make a very good game, and you want to come and see them play and then experience our new facility.
All right, Millie, same question I just asked Bonnie. What are your thoughts on just what is the celebrity presence like at Atlanta Hawks games?
Strong. I can't tell you how many times Quavo has been to a game. Oh, my gosh. He's like, if Courtside had a membership, I think Quavo and 2 Chainz have it. So I really think that if you go to a Hawks game and you don't see a celebrity, that's really, really weird. And they also do things in different ways. Like, it's not just, like, the Courtside seats. Like, they also have an area, I think it's, like, called, like, the Budweiser spot. And, like, they give them, like, a can of Budweiser's, you know. I just really think that it's the best place to go. I really love being in State Farm Arena. You know, it's very, very unique. Like, from the front when you walk in with the Dominique Wilkins statue and just the way that it looks in the front, and then you go in, it's just very high-tech in there and updated. And there's really not a bad seat in the house. Like, it's very easy to see the action. So, yeah, I definitely think for celebrities, it's a powerhouse for sure. I can't say how many games there have been 2 Chainz spotting or Gucci Mane or all that.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because when watching Hawks games, I do see Quavo really champion the Hawks and 2 Chainz as well, but particularly Quavo, not just wearing Hawks jerseys and wearing Hawks paraphernalia, but also just Atlanta sports in general. I would say Quavo has really been the champion for that for a while now. And I want to ask you ladies, were you guys old enough to remember watching Hawks games at the Omni?
No.
Did you have
I do remember. I've gone a couple of times. It's not, of course, it's not as nice as State Farm, but I mean,
okay,
that's
well,
like night and day.
Okay, is this Millie?
Yeah,
Bonnie.
That was Bonnie.
Okay, well, Bonnie, I'll add this question could be directed to you for the memories that you had of watching games at the Omni. What was, in your opinion, what's the biggest difference between the Omni and the State Farm Arena?
Oh my gosh! I mean, there's I could definitely run through a list, and I was very young too, like going, but it's the facilities. Like right now, the State Farm facility, they even have, I got to experience for the first time the Delta section, and you can just get free food, free drinks, and it's just up to date. It's modern. It makes it more of like a casual bar hangout versus like the Omni. You were kind of just coming to watch the game. You would get food, you know, hang out for a little bit around the arena, and then you'd come and sit down. But now they've made it where like there's access to watching the game. There's access to seeing the game on the court floor when you're coming out to just get to your seats. I mean, it's so high tech. It's beautiful. You know, I think the Omni did what it could do at the time, but of course an upgrade is always needed, and the State Farm Arena did not disappoint.
All right, rightfully so. Yeah, it's nothing like new arenas, I tell you, but the magic of just what once was, man, it definitely raises the legacy of the franchise. And I want to start off with Millie for a moment. Dominique Wilkins era was phenomenal in Atlanta. He wasn't, I mean, if you watch, you had the chance to watch his games, and of course you watch him on YouTube, you know, they call him the human highlight film. And if you don't believe me, just hear it out for yourself when you watch his highlights on YouTube. His era, along with Spud Webb, Doc Rivers, and Kevin Willis, was amazing. And then, of course, the Dikembe Mutombo era was fantastic as well. Do you think this current era, the Trae Young era, will be just as exciting as those previous eras?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that Trae Young's era also includes a lot of, I don't know. You know what, now that I think about it, because, like, I feel like LeBron is, like, still considered in this era, but he kind of came out in the later 2000s, you know? But I think we are seeing some active players. I mean, we've got Luka, you know, who's also a really, really great player out of Dallas. And, oh, my gosh, I'm trying to think of other people now. But, yeah, I think we're seeing a lot of people, especially guards, that are coming up. You know, it's like the resurgence of the guard players as well. I mean, as well as, you know, big players like Zion. You know, so I think we do have really strong teams. And we're seeing the Ball brothers. You know, that's always exciting to see. They just played against each other, and that was really cool to see that. Like, it feels like there's a lot more competition in the air right now, not to mention Steph Curry, you know, doing his thing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, those names are phenomenal, Steph and Luka and the Ball brothers, especially. Boy, what a rookie year LaMelo has had this year. And Bonnie, same question for you. Do you think the Trae Young era will be exciting as the previous eras in the ATL?
I don't know if it's just because I've gotten older why I don't feel like it's going to be as exciting. I mean, when you go back and you watch Dominique Wilkins and Mutombo and just Michael Jordan and Larry Bird, like, when I think of that era, I think of just full, like, the rivalry ran very deep. Like, they hated each other for real, especially, like, on court. But, of course, they could always still come together and dap each other up. But it was just, like, you could really feel the competition. And I've always been, I mean, I played basketball, and I played in the time where it was like a transition between you have the true post, the true centers, but now you start seeing a lot of, even like post players, they kind of play this four out, one in, five out kind of thing, and it's mostly a three-point game now versus, like, you know, when you're seeing Dominique Wilkins go in and, like, drive, it's, like, all in the paint, and he's just, you know, he's jumping, he's always at the rim. So just that, to me, is what makes basketball exciting. I love to see Steph Curry, definitely one of my favorites. I love to see, of course, we talked about Trae a billion times. You know, Blake Griffin did come in for a minute and do his thing where he was definitely somebody that you want to see dunk. But I just don't feel the same energy. I feel like back then, 80s, 90s basketball was just very different. It was very competitive, and I like to watch. I like to watch the old school basketball play, and I love the shorts. I'm a woman, and I love the old school shorts.
Oh, all righty then. Well, hey, Eugene, she had to be honest about that. So there you go. Yeah, definitely is nothing like 80s, 90s basketball. I tell you that. Just a whole different game. It's I would say the game was more fundamentally sound, and also the hand checking rule was still in effect on the defensive side. So that's Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock, for the ladies from the New Atlanta podcast, giving us the current insights of what's going on with the Atlanta Hawks making the playoffs, and also some cool things about Hawks basketball. So, ladies, you know, you guys are the host of the New Atlanta podcast. This is the podcast where it's dedicated to all things Atlanta, entertainment, culture, anything. Just whoever wants to start first, just tell the listeners out there a little bit about what New Atlanta is all about.
Millie, do you want to?
Okay. Well, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so New Atlanta, we are telling the stories of everybody who is putting on for Atlanta. We interview entrepreneurs, artists, culture curators, vibe curators here in the city that are doing big things. For example, we were just talking to our girl Autumn Burnett, who is a personal trainer, you know, giving us those tips and tricks on fitness and whatnot. And we also talked to artists such as Al Kibulon, who just released his song 750 Grams. But, yeah, we stay plugged into the city, so if you need to know what's going on, you definitely want to come to us. You know, we've been called the outside queens, so if you need to move outside, we got you.
Awesome, awesome. And but Bonnie, would you like to add anything else to that?
I mean, just reiterating what Millie said, we want to be the new of what's new in Atlanta. And we do interview dope artists, entrepreneurs, influencers, and we are everywhere in the city. So we do have a podcast, Smart Mouth, that you guys can check out. And then we do a show, a live show on Instagram every Monday, either at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. It varies, but, you know, you can follow @NewLanta_, so you can check us out every Monday. And we're going to be talking to somebody dope that, you know, is going to be dropping gems that you may need or that you can connect with. We also want to create an environment for networking, for people to connect with each other in Atlanta.
Awesome. And again, awesome. So, again, tell everybody where they can find New Atlanta on social media. Where can they find you, Bonnie, on social media? And Millie Rock, where they can find you on social media as well?
Yes, you guys can follow @NewAtlanta_ on Instagram. We are New Atlanta on Facebook, New Atlanta on YouTube. You can check out Smart Mouth. That's Smart Mouth with an S, MOUS, on Spotify, any podcast platform, Smart Mouth is on. And then, of course, you guys can follow me at The Bonnie Banks. That's T-H-E-E, Bonnie, like Bonnie and Clyde, Banks. And then I'll let Millie do her spill.
And I'm your girl, Millie Rock, on any block. You can follow me at Millie Rock 3. It's M-I-L-L-E-Y. R-O-C-K and the number 3. And then make sure you also follow us on Twitter at QTs. It's QTS and cocktails on Twitter.
Great to hear. Now, as far as listening to the podcast or what Bonnie mentioned earlier about watching on Instagram every Monday nights, again, let the listeners know where they can listen on IG Live every Monday, as well as if they want to listen to the audio podcast, give the listeners that information as well.
Absolutely.
You can
listen to us every Monday, Teas and Cocktails on @NewAtlanta_ every Monday. And then our podcast is Smart Mouth, and that's on every podcast platform.
Awesome. And then one last time, any websites that you have, whether it be for New Atlanta, Bonnie, if you have a website, Millie, any websites you want to promote, let the listeners know about that as well.
Yeah. Check out our website. It's www.newatlantadrip.com. That's where we post all of our stories. We also have video clips and links to our podcast on there. So go ahead and subscribe to our website, which is www.newatlantadrip.com.
Fair enough. Now, a couple of more questions before I let you ladies go. It's going to be some lighthearted questions. So I call it the Atlanta quiz. So I've got to ask you this.
Oh, go ahead.
Usher or Lloyd?
Usher.
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 Really? Have you ever met Mr. Raymond before?
No, but I feel like it's coming soon. You know, I've seen that he's going to open up his residency in Las Vegas, so I'm really thinking if I want to go or not.
Okay. Sweet, sweet. All right. Jermaine Dupri or Dallas Austin?
I have to go with Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. TLC. Yeah, definitely, yeah. We love Dallas. Dallas Austin produced some great records for, Another Bad Creation and Monica and things of that nature. But JD, you know, he's been on point as well. So big ups to JD as well. All right, TLC or Xscape?
Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to say TLC because we're bumping No Scrub all Hot Girl Summer 2021. And that's all, period.
Yes. Yeah, I got to agree with TLC on that one. It's that's a tough one, though.
All right, and then and you heard it from them. That's Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock from the New Lanta podcast. Check out their great podcasts, such as Smart Mouth on the audio platforms, and of course the New Lanta visual podcast every Monday night on Instagram Live, on IG Live, and Bonnie and Millie, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So any last words that you may have for the listeners out there, just whether it be related to the podcast or anything that's going on in the world, whatever you want to talk about, the floor is yours.
I just want to send out love to everyone. I know that we are entering like an awkward season of being able to go outside and still staying home and, you know, just readjusting to life. So I just want to send love and positive vibes out there. You know, enjoy, if you are a woman out there, enjoy a hot girl summer, but come get me later. And, you know, you can still be a city boy as well. And, of course, Atlanta's been open, so we love to see you guys in Atlanta. If you are in Atlanta, make sure you hit up the cuties on New Lanta and let us know. We can always hang out. You can come join us on a live or chat with us.
All right, Bonnie, anything you'd like to add?
All right, this is Millie. But thank you so much, Driving For It All, for having us, Ed. Really appreciate that. Just as Bonnie said, go ahead and DM us if you want to come on our show, Cuties and Cocktails, every Monday on @NewLanta_, so you can just DM us there. Or if you want to be on Smart Mouth, also DM us there. We do have options for promotions available and all that good stuff. And make sure you go out and get your gas because it's going crazy out there. You know, love the West Side for holding it down out here. But, yeah, make sure you get your gas and stay safe out there.
You're absolutely right, man. The gas shortages have been something else as of late. And be very careful out there. Mm-hmm. You heard it from them. It's Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock from the New Lanta podcast, giving you all things what's going on in the city of Atlanta. Ladies, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the show. And if ever you want to come back on, you know, just feel free to let us know.
All right.
No,
thank you
so much.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Bye-bye.
Bogey keeps it alive. Back at mid-floor to Trae Young. Hachimura has him in a switch. Step back, top of the key for two.
Well, when you switch a big guy on Trae,
hold on, Tony Snell.
What again? Trae here goes into the bag of tricks.
He is a guy is not afraid to mix it up. Trae, nice pass, and he finds Capella for the jam.
Shot, and then he gets under the defense, get almost under the basket.
Westbrook, a 31% 3-point shooter this year. Trae for three, got it.
If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit GEICO.com/local.
The Mudbug Music Festival will take place on Saturday, May 15th at the Natchez Bluff. Live music featuring Riley Green, Crawfish, a wide variety of food vendors complimented with cold beer, drinks, and cocktails right along the Mississippi River. For tickets and more information, go to arlen.net.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's, actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it, because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico, because they help save people money?
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight. So we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids meal.
There's a meal for every moment on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles, plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
Spring is here, and it's time to get your car in road trip shape. Let Walmart's Auto Care Centers do it for you. With over 2,500 Auto Care Centers open nationwide and certified technicians available 7 days a week, it's never been more convenient. And it's a great way to save. With tire balances starting at $12 per tire, oil changes starting at $19.88, and free battery installations with purchase. So visit your local Walmart Auto Care Center today or go to www.walmart.com/ACC to learn more.
Ese último McNugget me toca a mí porque soy la mayor.
¿Y eso qué tiene que ver?
Los mayores se respetan.
Eso no existe, ¿cierto, mamá?
Ya, quédense tranquilas. Aquí hay otra cajita de McNuggets.
Respeto, ¿viste?
No hay rivalidad cuando hay McNuggets, tío. Hay un deal para cada salida familiar en McDonald's. Compra uno de tus favoritos, como unos McNuggets de 10 piezas, una Big Mac, una Quarter Pounder with Cheese o un Filet Fish y te llevas otro por $1. Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. Válido para un producto de igual o menor valor.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight. So we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids meal.
There's a meal for every moment on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles, plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight. So we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids meal.
There's a meal for every moment on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles, plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight. So we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids meal.
There's a meal for every moment on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles, plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids, meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen. At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen. At Baton Rouge General, we're here for women. Whether it's your first annual visit or your yearly mammogram, we're here. We're here for birthdays, bad days, and everything in between. Baton Rouge General has been taking care of women for generations, and we're not going anywhere. For more information, please visit our website at brgeneral.org/hereforwomen.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids, meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Every year, compliance regulations change thousands of times, and every year, ADP makes thousands of seamless platform updates so businesses can focus on everything else, like running their business. Grow stronger with ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Napa Know How.
Why get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.99? Great question. Do you like getting $10 prepaid gift cards? Do you enjoy your car working? Do you love being called a genius? Who doesn't? Pick up Mobil 1 for $27.99 and get a $10 gift card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/21.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, like this, and a big special thank you to Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock, the host of the new Lanta podcast. They were a lot of fun. Check them out on the website, at Instagram, and also check them out at newlantadrip.com. And it gives you all the details to their social media platforms and the latest on their podcast and also their shows that they have on IG Live. Thanks again to Bonnie and Millie from the new Lanta podcast. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.